File 005, Monday night. Simon Yudalit. Tzitzich Ason, any Yehudi Pasul. Ason, now we're talking about, till now we talked about the Tviya and the Shazira, which had to be done Lishma, and we dealt with the problem of Lishma. Now, we're talking about making the tzitzis, putting the tzitzis on the beged, and now we're not talking about only the problem of Lishma, but now there might be psukim pashat being mamayit certain people from doing it. Tzitzis shalson in the Yehudi posel, tichsev dabro b'nei Yisrael, afukei in the Yehudi. And this has nothing to do with Lishma or not. This is a miut, b'nei Yisrael, v'asulohem tzitzis, right? Before, if anybody's keeping cashman, which, okay, we've been dealing with the pasuk of gedilim ta'aseloch, that it should be done l'shma, gedilim ta'aseloch, make the gedilim. Now we're dealing with the pasuk v'dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'asulohem v'asulohem tzitzis, we're talking about putting the tzitzis on the beged. So although it has to be done l'shma also, as we'll see in Sif Beis, according to most Shitas, but now we're dealing with just a psul, B'nai Yisrael, and not a goy. So even if you have a case of Oymid al Gabov, where a goy could do it in the Shema, but a goy is possible to just do the action. He can't, he's possible from he's memuot from the possible. So a goy can't put the tzitzis onto the beged for you. For Isha Ksheira la Sosan, a woman can. Agov Yesh Machmirin, again, we're not talking about the Tvi and the Shazira, which we learned certainly women can do, and they can do it Lishma, we presume. They're perfectly fine. We know they can do it. Here, there's Mandi Omar that B'nai Yisrael is B'nai B'nos Yisrael. So they can't put on the tzitzit on the beged. That's the V'yesh Machmirim of the Ramah. V'yesh Machmirim Lahatzrich Hanoshim Sheyasu Olson. The Tov Lasos came L'chadchila that only men should put tzitzis on the beged. Actually, there's two possible reasons for the Yesh Machmirim. We'll see one in the Mishnah Brura, and maybe we'll have time to discuss the ramifications of him not bringing down the other reason. Sha'ason, Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Aleph. What does Ason mean? We're talking about Pir and Shehitil on the beged, putting them into the hole. That's being matalish the beged. So that's posel afilu b'Yisrael oimid al gabo umalamdei olasus lishma. The ilu in tovon eini Yehudi oishu zoren goifin zeh kosher laharosh. K'moshe kosav leel b'simin yin alef siv beis. So we're not dealing with the problem of lishma. He's just excluded from being able to do it. V'davkim tochol b'knaf. When we say make the tzitzis and he's posel, we're talking about certainly sticking it into the hole. Oh, also hachul, you're making the first ring around. That's three times. Oh, akesher harishon, which even means the first one after it's put through the hole of the beged, or the first hole, or the first knot after it's wrapped around three times. That's, all of them would be, would render the tzitzis possible if a guy did it. What, I'm sorry? About what? Gedilin Tasaloch. Again, Gedilin Tasaloch was referring to the spinning and the creating the chut. Now we're talking about putting the chut into the beged. The davkim tachol b'knaf, o also hachulya o yakesh erishon. Those are the key, crucial points of putting the tzitzis in the beged. Avol the machulya v'akesh erishon also Yisrael. V'ayni Yehudi gomar shah hachulyas v'aksharim. Deinan rak l'mitzvah bi'almo kosher. That's not a problem. They're extra. La'hatzrich hanoshim des yesh machmirin. Again, not a problem of lishma. Afilu amin al gabam lo mahani. Mishum d'hoduch se b'nei Yisrael v'osu. Mashma gam l'mayit b'nos Yisrael. That's the reason of the yesh machmirin. Now there's another reason. Oh, the Bir Halacha talks about it. By tefillin there's a pasuk that a person who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah can't create the mitzvah. Kol she'enon b'kshira, enon b'ksiva. Now the question, right, whoever can't, is not mechuyev to do the mitzvah of tefillin, can't create the tefillin. So women are puzzled from writing tefillin. The question is this a universal rule? And there are some Rishonim that hold here also. Kol she'enon b'levisha, enon b'tliya. Right? Enon b'asiya. So the Yesh Machmirim, Mishnebrua doesn't even bring down that sheet. But there is a sheet in the Rishonim that the reason for the Chumra is the extrapolation from tefillin. But if you're machmir like that extrapolation, that would lead us to many other mitzvahs as well. It means they couldn't make a sukkah, and that's a question, because it says beferish a woman can make a sukkah, and it leads us to lulav, they can't bind the arba minim together. It leads you into a whole host of chumras. Also, katan is a difference. Again, once you get over the problem of lishma, could a katan make tzitzis? So if the reason is kol she'eino b'levisha, eino b'asiya, so you have to be machmer by a katan, just like you, again, you've avoided the lishma problem. Yoimin al-gabov, you're teaching him everything. According to the Bir Halacha's reason, there should be a chumra of a katan making tzitzis also. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, that doesn't even bother bringing down the other reason. So once you get around the lishma reason, you don't have a problem. The pasuk's not memayid a katan. It's maybe memayid women. Bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. It's not memayid women. So that's that. Okay. What? She's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Yeah, could a woman wear a four corner beggar without tzitzis? Absolutely, definitely. Now, a woman's not mechuyev. It's a personal obligation of a person wearing a four cornered beggar. It's man grama. Women are not mechuyev to put on tzitzis. We'll be learning about that in a later sermon. Now we're talking about making the tzitzis. Shiyasu also, there are some that are machmer that mentioned do it. Davka tliya begebegev, of course we're talking about. Again, avol hatzviya vashazira, we said beferish is mutu al yudei nosim. V'tov lasus kein lechatchila. V'chein, ro even nochon shlo lasus lechatchila atolos hatzitzis bebegev shul godol al yudei kotten pochos miyud gimul shonim. Now, it's funny that the Mishnah Berurah should say v'chein, if you're following it. Because maybe you should say he shouldn't do it because maybe there won't be lishma, which is a potential problem. But what's the v'chein? The Mishnah Berurah didn't even bring down the other reason. He only brought down the Bnei Yisrael v'Bnos Yisrael. So why is it v'chein that a katan should do it also? It's a funny lashon. He probably means the lishma, as we'll see in a moment. Probably because it's only a lishma problem, and he can for sure could do it lishma if he's mature, if he's over. So chayim mekal afilu lechatchila al yedei katan, because of davka begadol lemer al gabo hamalamdei olasus lishma. Avol belavach yafilu kvar hitilam hakatan bebeged tzarech lahatiram. You have to undo it v'lachsav elidnam, because the katan you can't assume did it lishma. But once you solve the lishma problem, then the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is saying to be machmer by a katan also, not to be mekel. But it's strange to me because according to the way the Mishnah Berurah brought down the reason to be machmer by a katan, it should not include to be machmer by a woman, it should not include a katan in that chumrah, the way the Mishnah Berurah brought it down. But that's really what the Bir Halachas talks about. Divrei Maskil Lahatzrich. He says, based on the other reason. It's strange. He says, the Bir Halachas says it's roi v'nachon to be machmer by a katan because of the other reason of being machmer by a woman. But the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. So why was the Mishnah Berurah so sane to be machmer by a katan? It's a little strange. His own sins he can for sure do, it says. Okay. L'chadchila, Abu b'di'evet mutar, b'di'evet you can even make a bracha on it. L'chadchila b'lo amin al gaba. You know, there's no reason to be amin al gaba by a woman. We trust her to do it l'shma. Memenes, l'aymar she'itila l'shem tzitzis. Nowadays, do they have women making tzitzis? Probably not. They probably... It says in the Yesh Machmirim, b'chein tov lav tzkeh l'chadchila, you can be sure they don't do it. Put the tzitzis into the baggage. You should be machmir that she should not. It's a chumrah, but the Rama says to be machmer, l'chadchila. Tzid beitz. Hitil Yisrael tzitzis b'beged b'lai kavana. Right, you're sitting there, you want to be firm, you want to make your own tzitzis, and you forget to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And you put it in. Problem, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Because if you put it in without kavana for l'shma, so now, in ain tzitzis acherim, if there's absolutely no other tzitzis, like Shiro, you can't get other tzitzis, yesh lismoch, you could rely. Ala Rambam shemachshir, avalo yivorech olav. Yeah, you can't make a bracha on it, but you could wear it. You're over a mitzvah seif, you're wearing it also. Why could you rely on the Rambam to wear it? It's also an asay. It's not a lav of a bracha levatola. That's what he's saying. That's what the Mechaber is saying. You could rely on the Rambam even to wear it. There is another possibility. Whoever was here yesterday, and perhaps remembers what we learned yesterday, we saw that ironically on Shabbos there's a kula in the mitzvah tzitzis on Shabbos, because since the mitzvah is structured to make the tzitzis, not to wear a beged of tzitzis, and not that you're not allowed to wear a beged without tzitzis, but the mitzvah is structured to make the tzitzis, so on Shabbos you can't make the tzitzis. So ironically the mitzvah is not in force on Shabbos, ironically, midiraisa certainly not. Maybe midrabbanan, you shouldn't put on a beged with four corners on Shabbos without tzitzis, because then you're avoiding the mitzvah tzitzis, but you're certainly not mechuyev to make tzitzis. So many say also that if there are no tzitzis available, it's a Shabbos type situation. And you could use all the kulas that we saw on Shabbos, you could use it if there are no tzitzis, because since the structure of the mitzvah is to make tzitzis, and there are no tzitzis available, so you can't do it. So you're like Potter, you're an itis, you can't do it. So that would be a possible rationale, since he's saying, telling you to rely on the Rambam Shita when there are no tzitzis. So if there are no tzitzis, could be there's not even a chiyuv d'oraisa to make tzitzis. There are no other tzitzis available. So there's not even a chiyuv to make tzitzis. So you could rely on the Rambam for the Drabbanan Dikadin. That when he's only wearing a four corner beggar without tzitzis arbitrarily for. So it could be that's the pshat here. Bli kavana. What's a lomar? We're talking about sticking it in, and we're talking about Chaser Akesher Elyon also. Even though we saw Shaila what Kesher Elyon means, the first knot after you stuck it into the hole, or the first knot after the first wrap around. Bli kavana. Avol im kosher kesher elyon v'chul ya'akas b'kavana, then avol b'shoser shorakshor v'chul yizahakas shaloy lishmo kam b'dika tzitzis achem yesh lahakshir. That's not a problem. Very interesting bir halacha. If you look at bli kavana, so the Rish says, what about if you thought about it and you didn't say it? Zok the bir halacha v'yim chosha v'machshavto lishmo nirli d'yuchal v'vorech olav. After the tviya, even though when it comes to spinning, it has to be done with shma. Nisharnu liel b'simin yud aleph b'tzorech iyun. Imahani machshava. Maybe you have to say it. Machshava is not enough. Hachamuta. But here you could certainly rely on machshava. Why? Because the svek svekuhu. The shema halacha is a sagi b'machshava. And the shema halacha kol Rambam that you don't need it l'shma. So here you have a svek sveka mitigating something we have to do something about. mitigating that we do. We should appoint one boy mashgiach. That's all, and he'll do a better job than any of us could do. Yeah, so that's his cheshbon. You have a sex vehicle. Then he has an interesting svara of oi time achrina. The tvias chutin is stomal lav l'shem tzitzis. You can't really say stomal l'shma in spinning threads. You know, you spin threads, it could be for a million purposes. When you're standing there sticking that tzitzis through a hole, it's kind of stomal l'shma. So, it's another tzadkula that machshava would help. I mean, we don't say it to the degree the Mechaber still only says to rely on the Rambam b'shas atchak, if you have no other tzitzis. So it's not really stomal lishma, obviously. I'm not sure why not. And everyone assumes, like on Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, you're standing by the bima, you just said Lam Natsayach seven times, so if you don't think that you're doing the mitzvah of Shofar, it's good enough. You've created a stomal lishma scenario, situation. Here you have tzitzis, a hole, you're sticking it through. Why, Taka, don't you say stomal lishma? Maybe it's only b'di'evad good by shofar also, that you don't have to blow over. It's only b'di'evad to rely on that. Because really, stomal lishma, I always was not quite sure about the applicability of stomal lishma with the shofar. Because stomal lishma in the Gemara is always something extremely inherent. Like the carbon has kedushas ola. The Gemara says it by a carbon. The carbon is an ola. It is an ola, so you're shechting an ola. So the l'shem ola is almost superfluous, because it's automatically that way. But in any scenario where it's not inherent, you're blowing a ram's horn. It's not inherent that it's the mitzvah. It's just the scenario makes it like quite clear that that's what you're doing. But quite clear is not the same as inherent. Quite clear means where very positive what you're doing it for, what you should be doing it for, but it doesn't create that you are doing it for it. That's what I always felt, that it's not possible by Shaifa. It's like, you know, an umdana. You understand what I'm talking about? Even the strongest umdana does not really create an inherent situation. Inherent means it's inherently so. It's part of the reality. It's inherently part of the reality. It is like that. Just because a guy says Lam Natsayach seven times, that's an example of what I'm talking about. Just because you said Lam Natsayach seven times, and it's still only blowing a ram's horn. The Gemara says it by a carbonola, which has the Kedushas carbon already. So that's Stomal Lishma, because it is an ola. What? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm arguing with the Chayodah. I'm referring to the Chayodah. Anyway, but I don't know why tzitzis shouldn't be as good as the shofar. Why isn't tzitzis as good as the shofar? You're sticking a four chutin through a hole. Okay, Vaitan. What? Yeah. Okay, al Rambam shemach shafilu mosa tliya v'gam kol v'shar v'chul yishmoy v'kavona the sphere we have got the boy tviya lishmo, the Rambam holds you need tviya lishmo v'gom v'gom ha-tliya loy boy lishmo, and ironically he learns it out like in a backhanded way v'yolof lo medichsev b'nei Yisrael afugay avit g'ilililim shema minot Yisrael b'li kavona kosher Or else you wouldn't need a pasuk to be a married goy. Everybody's l'shitasoi here. Because if your whole oimer al gabov by a goy creates l'shma, then you don't have the raya anymore. Because you still need a pasuk to be a married goy, because a goy is inherently pasuk, even if you're oimer al gabov. But the Rambam's l'shitasoi. He holds oimer al gabov doesn't help by a goy. So it's not l'shma. Why do you need a pasuk to be a married goy? It's not l'shma. There it is, you don't need l'shma. So everybody's l'shitasoi. The Rosh is l'shitasoi, that Oymer al Gabov helps by a guy to make it l'shma. So you don't have a raya from the pasuk anymore. And so on and so forth. The Ein Lomar, Ein Lahakshos. Why do you have to rely on the Rambam sheet before there's no other tzitzis? Just untie it and put it back in. What's the big deal? Do that. You always have other tzitzis. You have these tzitzis. Untie it and do it again. So I have a Persian terrace. I don't know how. But apparently any normal person does. So I guess if I was on a desert island, I mean, I know what to do. So I guess I would manage to do it. I guess. This is a good scenario. One of the eight ends snapped off, and if you untie it, you can't put it back in, because the chatchila, you're not allowed to put it back in. The chatchila, you have to have the full eight strings, the full 12 goitlin. Okay.